This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This may be a little hard for some of you if you've had a death in your family in the last year, even. Not just the last month or weeks, but the last year. There is nothing to me as final, that has finality, like going to the cemetery and seeing a casket lowered in the grave. And we all get walked to our cars after it's over. It's final. It's over. And you say, why would you say that for this reason? When you gave your life to Christ and you called him the Lord of your life and you were buried with Christ in the likeness of his death and raised in the likeness of his resurrection, there's a finality about that. The old's gone and it's a new life. Somebody was here visiting in one of the early services, first time. And I said, you know, what brings you here? And because she moved from out of state and she said a divorce. And I said, you're starting a new life. She said, you don't know how that spoke to me this morning about a new life, because I'm beginning a new life, moving away from another state to here, beginning a new life. And there's a finality to that. And there's a finality to a lot of things in life. But I want you to realize that when you're baptized into Christ, there's a finality to that moment in your life. Act of identification. The second word I used was the word declaration. Well, look at verse 22. It says, and the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, you are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased. That's interesting. At the baptism of Jesus, a voice comes from heaven. Call it science fiction to some people. That's just too hard to believe. But that's what the word says, that a voice opened from heaven. We believe so many things. We can watch Star Wars and say, isn't that great? And then say, I don't believe this. I can't accept the reality of that. And the voice came and said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. I love him. This is the son I love, referencing Jesus, the Son of God. I want to spend some time, though, on the third one, because this is going to speak to families. It's going to speak to dads. It's going to speak to moms. Jesus, I believe, was baptized as our example. There was something that happened in an example. What have you done in your life that is an example to people in your family? You know, some people would have to scratch their heads and say, I can't really think of anything I've done. And yet Jesus was baptized, in my opinion, as an example to you and to me. 1 Peter 2:21 says that everything Jesus did was for our example. His life was an example. His death was an example. His teaching was an example. Everything Jesus did, the Apostle Peter said, was for our example, and so was his baptism. Anytime I speak at a gathering that involves parents and children, like something that would happen with our Tuesday school, I've said this many times over the years to parents. I think it's worth saying. I always tell them about a study that was done at the University of California at Los Angeles. Two professors wanted to know how are children impacted by their parents on a spiritual level. This was years ago. How do parents impact their children spiritually? And these two professors came to this conclusion, that the mother has the most to do with what a child believes. If you're a mom, you have the most to do with what a child believes. And people say, well, what's that do with dad? The dad has the most to do with religious behavior, what a child does. Isn't that interesting? Mom impacts belief, according to these two professors, but dad impacts what a child does. You see how they dovetailed together. One impacts belief, the other impacts behavior. And you can give me examples and say, well, I know it was just the opposite in our family. And I understand that. I would agree with that. But I think their point is well taken.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.